All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and it is Thursday, so we are digging deeper into the Psalms, and we have finally gotten through Psalm 106, a very wonderful psalm, a very wonderful way to end Book 4 of the Psalter. This week, we get into Psalm 107, Book 5, the last of the books of the Psalms. And here we have some of the great ones. 107 will be good. You've got 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. You've got 117, which is the shortest chapter in the Bible. You've got 118, which has several messianic prophecies in it. Then you have 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, with its focus on the Word. And so we will take some time to go through that one as well. But then you have, right after Psalm 119, you have the Songs of Ascent from 121 to 135. And then from 136, 137 on, you have just Psalms of Praise. Very few down moments in those Psalms, but this is just a book of Psalms of Praise, which is what ties Book 5 together, Psalms 107 to 150. So we're going to look at 107 today to talk about the great and wonderfulness that there is of God that we give thanks for every single day, regardless of what our life looks like. That is what we will have to wrestle with over these next 43 verses. So let's jump right in. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble, and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. We have this line over and over again throughout the Psalter. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And the psalmist is saying, let the redeemed of the Lord say so because of what he has done for them and has gathered them in from all four corners of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west. Everyone gathered together to praise the Lord. And we have some dark moments here as we talk about what the wrestlings and the strugglings that many of the saints have had to do over the years. Some wandered in desert waste, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Although we normally wouldn't think of it like this, the psalmist is probably bringing out Hagar and Ishmael from Genesis 21. Ishmael was the son born to Abram and Hagar as an attempt to speed up God's plan for the promised child, which would be Isaac. Well, once Isaac is born at the beginning of chapter 21, Sarah tells Abraham to get rid of Hagar and her illegitimate son. And so Abram does. And then they are in the desert around the wilderness of Beersheba. And it is Ishmael that is calling out to the Lord, dying of thirst. As we have in verse 15, when the water in the skin was gone, she put the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about a distance of a bow shot. For she said, let me not look on the death of the child. And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. So we have the Ishmaelites beginning, but their beginning is as an outcast in the wilderness, dying of thirst. did not get a city, but God promised to make him into a great nation, just like he had promised Abraham that Sarah's son Isaac would also be a great nation. We move on, verse 10 of Psalm 107. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and had spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. This is easily the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. They were enslaved. They were in the darkness and in the shadow of death, especially as we opened up Exodus at the very beginning of this podcast. Seems like a long time ago now, that the edict from Pharaoh to kill all the Hebrew boy children as they were born. That is the shadow of death they lived in. That is the world that the children are brought into. But God delivered them when he heard their cries, because they had forsaken the word. They had made themselves too comfortable in Egypt, and then the Egyptians took care of that. Continuing on in verse 17, some were fools through their sinful ways and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. This could be many people. My mind first went to Samson as he is asking God for just one more ounce of strength to destroy his enemies. Or you have Hezekiah, who this probably fits better, as being on the verge of death and God lengthening out his life for another 15 years. We continue on. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men, and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. This most easily talks about Jonah, as he is running away, being a fool by running away from God and going the opposite direction, trying to find a way by the sea to escape from God. And God brings up a storm that is only quieted when he is thrown overboard and the great fish swallows him up. Then the sailors on the ship began to call upon the name of the Lord, to praise him for his steadfast love and for getting them to their desired destination in Tarshish. Now in verse 33, we go back into the wilderness and not the troubles that the Israelites had, but the blessings God gave them. He turns rivers into a desert and a spring of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish. When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours contempt on princes and makes them wander in trackless waste. But he raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. The upright see it and are glad, and all wickedness shuts its mouth. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. He turns rivers into deserts and deserts into rivers. And this is exactly what he does in the wilderness wandering for the people. They are out in the wilderness, but he grants them water from the rock. He grants them the bread of heaven to come down to feed them. But for all those who were evil and refused to listen to his word, he told them to exterminate. He told them to annihilate all of them, which is why we don't have many people who trace their lineage back to the Hittites and the Hivites and the Jebusites and the Girgashites and all the other ites that are out there, because they were told to be gotten rid of. Now, granted, Israel did not do that completely, but the point was they were wiped out. Their lush gardens were made into a desert waste because of their lack of faith, their refusal to hear the word. But those who hear the word, whether it's preached from the pulpit or spoken to you through this microphone, on this podcast, or any other podcast, that turns the deserts and wildernesses of this world into lush gardens, that gives you what you need to continue to wrestle with the theology around you, to understand your place in God's world, to know why you are here and what you are here to do. And that is the point of this podcast, to help you to be strengthened, to satisfy that hungry soul inside of you, wanting to know something that is true and unchangeable. And that is the steadfast love of the Lord, which is why we have it over and over again in the psalm. Let them extol the praises of God because of his steadfast love, because of the wondrous works he has done for the children of man. Because God has done wonderful things for you. You may not be able to see them all the time, but they are still there. And the greatest thing he has done is to bring you to faith in his Son Jesus Christ, granting you the salvation of your soul, so that you may see the steadfast love of the Lord forever. Amen.